Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about creating multiband automation movement with simple audio effect racks in Ableton, tailored for drum and bass at around 174 BPM. I'm going to walk you through a compact, practical rack that splits your sound into low, mid, and high bands, maps key controls to macros, and shows you how to automate those macros to get pumping subs, wobbling mids, and sparkling highs. This is intermediate stuff. You should be comfortable dropping devices into racks and drawing automation, but I'll give concrete settings so you can drop this into a session and hear results fast. Quick context and goal. We're going to build a three-chain audio effect rack. The low chain will isolate subs and give you level and sidechain control. The mid chain will be your tonal and rhythmic workhorse with saturation and gating options. The high chain will handle air, shimmer, and hi-hat motion with a filter that we can sweep. You'll map per band utility gains, a saturation control for mids, and a cutoff for highs to macros. Then you'll automate those macros in arrangement to create movements suited to intros, builds, drops, and breakdowns. Why this matters for DNB. Sub control is everything. We're talking 20 to about 150 HC for punch and club translation. Mids are where character lives, breaks, snares, bass harmonics. Highs add presence and rhythm, which is crucial for percussion and fills in jungle style and rolling DNB. Splitting into bands gives you surgical control without destroying the vibe. The devices you'll use. All stock Ableton devices. Audio effect rack. EQ8, utility, saturator, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, and optionally multiband dynamics or max for live LFOs if you have suite. No third-party plugins required. Step 1. Prep your material. Load a 4-bar rolling amen or drum loop and a sub-bass loop, or pick a drum and bass track you want to experiment on. Duplicate the track first, so you can always compare to the original. Set tempo to 174 BPM if it isn't already. Step 2. Create the rack and chains. Insert an audio effect rack on your track. Open the chain list and create three chains. Rename them low, mid, high. Think of each chain as a separate little signal path that we'll isolate with EQ8. Step 3. Band isolation with EQ8. On the low chain, put an EQ8 set to filter mode. Enable only band 1 and set it to low pass. Frequency around 150 Hz and slope 24 dB. If you want an even tighter cut, try 48 dB. But I recommend 24 dB to avoid gaps and phase nastiness. On the mid-chain, add an EQ8. Use a high pass at 150 Hz and a low pass at 2.5 kHz, both at 24 dB slopes. Adjust Q for smooth transitions. This gives you roughly 150 Hz to 2.5 kHz for body and rhythmic content. On the high chain, add an EQ8 with a high pass at about 2.5 kHz, slope 24 dB. Optionally, add a gentle high shelf after 8 to 10 kHz if you need extra air. Pro tip, overlap the bands slightly. For example, let the low reach to 170 Hz and let the mid start down at 120 Hz. Small overlaps remove hollow gaps and minimize comb filtering. Step 4, per-chain shaping, utility, saturator, auto filter. On every chain, after the EQ, add a utility device. This will be our mapped gain control per band and a width control for stereo imaging. Set initial gain to 0 dB. On the mid-chain, place a saturator before the utility. Try drive between 3 and 6 dB. Type analog clip. Dry slash wet about 40 to 60%. This adds bite and helps mids cut through rolling breaks and basses. If harmonics start bleeding into subs, insert a gentle low pass after the saturator around 200 to 300 Hz to keep harmonics out of the sub. On the high chain, after the utility, add an auto filter. Choose high pass or band pass depending on whether you want a simple air sweep or a resonant peak. We'll map the cutoff to a macro to create automatic shimmer and sweeps. Step 5. Chain dynamics and cohesion. After the entire audio effect rack on the track, add a glue compressor to glue the bands together. Try threshold between minus 6 and minus 12 dB to get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 0.1 to 0.4 seconds. Optionally, add multiband dynamics for more surgical band compression. Step 6. Macro mapping. The control layer. Open macro map mode. Map utility gain on the low chain to macro 1. Set mapping range from minus 12 dB up to plus 6 dB. Call this macro LOW. Map utility gain on the mid chain to macro 2 from minus 12 dB up to plus 9 dB. Call it MID. Map utility gain on the high chain to macro 3 from minus 12 dB up to plus 9 dB. Call it high. Map the mid chain saturator drive to macro 4 with a range from 0 to about 7 dB of drive. Name it byte. Map autofilter cutoff on the high chain to macro 5, with a range roughly from 4 kHz up to 20 kHz. Name it AIR. Optional. Map utility width on the low chain to a macro set from 0 to 0.5 and call it SUB mono so you can force subs into mono during heavy sections. Teacher's trick. Make macro ranges asymmetric to be musically useful. For example, set LOW to have more attenuation than boost so the default sits slightly lean, and map an inverted compressor threshold, so turning LOW up reduces ducking. That gives one knob control over both loudness and pump behavior. Step 7. Sidechaining the low band. For tight sub and kick interplay, add a compressor after the low chain utility and enable sidechain input from your kick or a ghost kick. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 0.5 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, threshold tune to get the right amount of ducking. If you want to automate the intensity of the pump, map the compressor threshold or amount parameter to a macro. Step 8. Creative modulation options. If you have live suite, use a max for live LFO to modulate macros for continuous movement at rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. If you don't have suite, draw clip envelopes or arrangement automation for precise shapes. For jittered, humanized mid-motion, add a small unsynced LFO or manually randomize breakpoints. Step 9. Automating movement and arrangement. Save the rack as a preset so you can load it quickly next time. This audio version is shortened for playback.